You are listening to The Currents Morning Show. I'm Jill Riley. We're continuing to phone our friends in the music industry, musicians in town from, well, on a national level and international level. And we thought we would get on the line with a longtime employee of First Avenue, Roy Freed, also known as DJ Roy Freedom. One of First Avenue's original DJs, dating back to the era of Uncle Sam's. And he was known for, you know, breaking the newest funk, rap, and R&B to Twin Cities clubbers. And I can tell you right now, when I've had the opportunity and the privilege to DJ in the First Avenue main room as part of current events, it's always nice to see Roy's face up there in the owner's box in the DJ booth. Very, very kind. Kind person. And I have him on the line. Roy, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Well, it's nice to have you here, and wondering if I could get kind of your perspective on how you're coping with First Avenue being closed, and especially with such a big anniversary of First Avenue.
Yeah, it's very disappointing to happen right now, this whole thing, right when we're coming up with our 50th anniversary. Yeah, it's a little boring here at home, but I've been listening to a bunch of old music and stuff and going back and listen to things I haven't listened to for a long time, so keep myself busy just listening to music, which is what I like to do the most anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel like I've been learning more and more about the history of First Avenue with the exhibit at the Minnesota History Center. TPT just aired a really fabulous documentary about the history of the club. So 50 years of First Avenue. Now, what does it trace back to 50 years ago?
I believe 50 years goes back to the beginning when Joe Cocker started there. I was not there at that time.
Your time with First Avenue goes back to the Uncle Sam's era. Can you just talk about what the club was like when you started DJing?
It was a lot different than it is now. The DJ booth was actually on the stage, and the crowd was different. The music was different because it was pretty much a disco place when I first started there. In fact, Funky Town was the number one hit when I started at the club, which is kind of ironic, being a local hit. It was kind of hokey, I would say, in a sense. You know, we had a lit dance floor and different odd nights. You know, we had male strippers there at one time, and we had Great Pretenders was one of the great things we did in the early days there. They went by quickly, and there was a lot of changes. When I started there, all of a sudden things were changing dramatically, it seemed like. Just trying a lot of different things and see what would work.
I'm on the phone with Roy Freed, also known as Roy Freedom. You have been kind of really through thick and thin of a lot of eras of First Avenue. Can you just talk specifically about some of the changes and some highlights?
Making the 7th Street entry was a big change for us, putting that in there. One of the biggest changes that was when we tore up the dance floor, which was that plexiglass, whatever, and we thought that it was just going to be rubble underneath, and it ended up being the best dance floor in the city. You know, huge, drizzled dance floor. We didn't have to get a new dance floor or anything like that. That's one big change. One of the big changes that is really never talked about much that happened at First Avenue was we have a big screen, and we were the first ones, right when MTV came out with videos, to start showing videos on that big screen. People would be out there dancing, and they would, and we'd put the video up, and they would just stop dancing and just start looking, watching the video. And it took a while till they realized that it was part of the programming and it was part of the night. We don't do it anymore, but one of your DJs, Jake Rude, every time he plays down at First Avenue, he always still shows videos, which is really great to see.
I just thought of Jake as you were telling that story. I'm like, well, certainly he was inspired by, you know, the showing videos, actual videos while people are dancing. As patrons, I probably had an adjustment period there. But, you know, Jake, yes, does do that with his transmission nights as he plays music.
Does.
Yeah. I mean, I know that you being a club DJ, it's kind of my understanding it wasn't unusual for Prince to be hanging out or slip you a tape of some stuff that he'd been working on.
That is true. He would come down a lot on the MF night and hang out down there, and he would bring us records. We had a good time with the Purple Rain thing. I was lucky enough to work on the Purple Rain movie and do certain things. I was in charge of opening up the club early in the morning, and making sure that his tea was all ready for him and things like that.
I'm talking with DJ Roy Freedom, Roy Freed, longtime employee of First Avenue. And, you know, we talked about how, yes, the venue is closed right now as we're in this era of the coronavirus pandemic. The music industry really on pause right now. Clubs are shut all over the city. And I know, Roy, you're just kind of, passing the time, listening to music at home. And I'm sure you were just so, you know, looking forward to the club opening up again. And just, you know, such, like you said, a disappointment that all the shows that were planned for the 50th anniversary have been put on hold.
Yeah, it is very disappointing. I was looking forward to playing music before the bands. That's my job there now as a DJ, is I open up the night usually and play the first hour of the music and try to fit the music for the band. And I was really looking forward to all the shows we're going to be having, and hopefully we're still going to be having them. They're just not going to be at the same time as we thought we were going to have them. First Avenue's going to continue on. It's not going to stop. So
yeah, it's a resilient club in downtown Minneapolis. That's for sure. On the phone with Roy Freed from First Avenue, also known as DJ Roy Freedom, and there is an opportunity for everyone to raise a glass and toast First Avenue. You know, we talked a little bit about Prince and the Purple Rain era, and a number of radio stations in the Twin Cities, including the Current, 5 o'clock this afternoon, we'll be raising a glass as radio stations at the same time, 5 o'clock this afternoon, play Purple Rain.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
All right, well, we look forward to, again, raising a glass and looking forward to seeing all of the employees and the bands back at work at First Avenue. Roy, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for checking in.
It's nice talking to you, and every time I turn on my car, your radio station's playing in my car.
I appreciate that. All right, take care, Roy. Bye-bye.
You too. We'll see ya.